You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
It's a beautiful morning. We got a new act. It's phenomenal. It's sensational. It's terrific. It's even mediocre.
No, it's disgusting. It's a ploy.
What a ass.
You have a pretty fun show. I listen to it most of the time, you know. Keep up the good work.
God, I love you. Get the hell off the stage.
Nice work, everyone. Sharp broadcast. Really good.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Good morning.
Good morning. We are Coneheads.
Yes, we are.
All right.
Okay. Well, 92.7 WMDX. That's John. I'm Gordy. And we have producer Dom working the controls there. Good morning, Dom.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Doing okay. It is 6 minutes past the hour, partly cloudy this morning. It's going to stay on the cool side, highs in the mid-60s today, maybe a couple of sprinkles or showers. And right now, 56 degrees. This portion of the show brought to you by Verlo Mattress. You can wake up and sleep better on a Verlo mattress. A lot has changed since 1958. Some things, though, have remained constant throughout their history. They are still direct-to-consumer, providing superior products at unbeatable prices. Verlo Mattress, two Madison locations, east side and west side. Go to verlo.com for more information. And it's time for our Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest.
Word? What's the word?
Stand
Just give
by
us
there.
The word.
Well,
we know the rules.
This
Just
is your daily chance to win. This time around, you want to know what you might win?
Sure.
You could win $100 cash.
All right.
Okay. Now, every entry puts you into our grand prize drawings of either a Wisconsin Dells getaway or a Door County getaway.
Okay.
This hour's keyword.
Yes. What is it?
Ready for this?
Okay.
The keyword for $100 cash.
Jotting it down.
That keyword is.
What is it, Gordy?
It's lawn. Lawn, L-A-W-N, like, you know, you go out and you mow your lawn.
Yeah,
L-A-W-N.
Almost like the one you don't have, all right?
Okay, I don't have, yeah, that's right.
You have a small one.
A very small lawn, L-A-W-N.
Right.
Okay, $100 cash up for grabs. Just download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google store. You know how to do that. And then go to the WMDX portion of that app. Use the text button to send the keyword lawn. It's free to enter, free to use. Okay, it's your chance to win in this statewide contest. And of course, we have other hours with other keywords at 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m. Complete rules at civicmedia.us.
All right,
over to you, John.
All right, let's get to what's going on out in California. And my son is keeping me updated on this.
It's crazy.
And this is what he's at least sent me. I'm watching stuff covering the LA situation, and all the streams I can find are basically reporters standing in front of hundreds of cops driving military vehicles and convoys of cop cars around in lines. And the reporters are saying things like, "These cops are under attack." They're not. There's hardly anybody around. I remember watching a live stream, just for a few moments anyway, of these cops with their big shields.
Right.
And they're all in a line, and they're pushing the crowd back, pushing them back. We're about 12 people in that crowd.
Yeah.
I don't know where they were pushing them or why they had to push them in the first place, 12 people. Seriously? They're making more out of it than they actually need to. They just have the people out there, so why not go through the motions, right?
Well, and all of downtown L.A. has now been declared an unlawful assembly area. That's by the city of Los Angeles has done that. But Trump is saying that you need to send in more troops. Send in the troops. That's the latest word.
My son also writes here, reporters are saying that firefighters can't get to fires because the streets are unsafe, and the firefighters are being blocked by some of the other streets as well. And then the LAPD chief is still distinguishing in interviews between peaceful protesters and the ones doing vandalism, which is a low bar, but it's important. The feds are not making that distinction. And the LAPD, they're using rubber bullets. They're shooting at reporters, which is normal for them, I guess. There are actually lots of videos of people taking pictures of the cops randomly shooting people who aren't doing anything. So that's what's going on. According to my son, at least he keeps me updated on this thing. And then I check. I found this story. The House GOP. You know, why don't we just play this? You're going to hear the voices of Representative Ken Liu, okay. Eric Swalwell, and Jasmine Crockett all talking about this. This is just what happened in the House recently. So this is cut 88. Cut 88. Let's check it out.
Okay. An amendment that says ICE cannot deport U.S. citizens is batshit crazy. This should not even be a discussion. It is not even a question. U.S. citizens cannot be deported by ICE. It's the law. It's the Constitution. I will be astounded if Republicans vote no on this.
A few moments later.
Stunned that I have to tell you this. Republicans just voted, every single one of them, to allow Donald Trump to deport U.S. citizens.
They just voted to give Trump the ability, legally, to give him the ability to deport U.S. citizens. That is what they voted for. A bunch of elected U.S. representatives. That is how they voted. Am I telling a lie, Eric, or no?
This is always where it was going to go, but that's a dictatorship. That's a dictatorship.
There you go. That's, wow.
I gotta say that a few moments later thing was pretty funny.
Yeah. Somebody added that in there. That's kind of crazy. But the Republicans are all on board with what Trump is doing. There's no distinction between the two. And of course, allowing U.S. citizens to be deported is abhorrent. And I just unthinkable in so many other ways. Now, let's go down south of the Cheddar Curtain here for Illinois representative candidate who's also got a comment about ICE. This is candidate Kat Abughazaleh. Abughazaleh.
Okay.
Can't really say it, but okay. she does shorten it professionally. She shortens it to Kat Abu, and she's running for Congress. And she had this comment. This is Cut 91. Let's listen to what she has to say.
We have to decide, are we allowed to have extrajudicial gangs go around our communities, take people from their homes, ship them to God knows where? Is the president allowed to have his own secret army, secret police that can just take people, hurt people? In Chicago, there was just an ICE raid this last week where they tricked people who were following the legal immigration process into coming for a check-in and then arrested them and assaulted protesters and elected officials. This is beyond the pale. And just because Stephen Miller wants to get quotas of brown people that he doesn't want to see on the streets doesn't mean that we should think it's okay.
All right. Good comment. That is, again, Kat Abughazaleh. That's how you say it. And or Kat Abu, and that's
she's from Illinois.
Promising candidate for Congress from Illinois. Yeah, she sounds pretty good. Now I found this headline: New York PD and ICE mistakenly arrest a Chilean woman in New York City on vacation, and left her 12-year-old daughter alone in the street when they took her away. This is what's happening.
Yes.
This is terrorism. This truly is the president promoting
people.
Terrorism across the United States. All right. So now, how about sending troops everywhere? Now, this is continuing the terrorism alert that Trump is trying to foist off on the American public. And I think we're all kind of getting the message here. This is Cut 92. A reporter asked Trump about invoking the Insurrection Act to send troops everywhere. Listen.
Even if you're not planning to invoke that Insurrection Act, you still plan to send troops?
Well, we're going to have troops everywhere. We're not going to let this happen to our country. We're not going to let our country be torn apart like it was under Biden and his auto pen.
What's the bar for sending Marines?
The bar is what I think it is. I mean, if we see danger to our country and to our citizens, then we'll be very, very strong in terms of law and order. It's about law and order. We're going to see what we need. We'll send whatever we need to make sure there's law and order.
That's right. Law and order. Sending troops everywhere. All right.
That was on the plane last night, right?
Yeah.
From wherever
That's
Trump
where he
was.
Stumbled?
Yeah.
Where he stumbled
up the stairs.
He can't handle himself, I guess.
Let's go to the phones.
He should be climbing aboard med flight.
Mark,
go ahead. What do you got for us today?
law and order my ass with him pardoning all those January 6th protesters. Is that law and order, sir?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and as far as wearing masks, I will be wearing my mask at the protest this coming week. That I wear it all the time. I got a yellow and blue mask from Lutma in support of Ukraine. They got the Ukrainian colors on it, and they don't like it. They can kiss my my
yes. Well,
ever increasing butt that
okay, and, Mark.
Well, okay. Well, thanks, Mark, for that descriptor.
Appreciate that.
Thanks, guys.
Okay.
Whatever that was.
you
but,
could
you
call,
know,
yes,
the mask thing is really driving me crazy. It really is. You know, we really haven't talked about the mask issue.
But it's okay for all the ICE agents to wear the masks.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't have to be identified. They don't have to wear IDs or have any official identification on them.
That's right. In fact, I wrote a story on that. Trump decreed he would ban the use of masks by protesters after 2 days of unrest. Masks will not be allowed to be worn at protests. What do these people have to hide, and why? They have to protect their families. If you need a little hint there, Trump, the same excuse that you're giving for masked ICE officers.
Mm-hmm.
See, it goes both ways, I guess. Remember, the Boston Tea Party protesters wore masks.
That was a long time ago.
I don't know. They should have banned them then, too. They should have banned them. And they wore the mask because of their employers were pro-government people, and plus the British Crown could go after them if they knew who they were. So they wore masks. Makes sense in many ways. Now, we didn't wear a lot of masks in the 60s during the war protests. In fact, I don't believe anybody did.
I don't remember that. Anybody wearing masks then? No.
So, you know, privacy experts say the mask ban is actually a free speech issue. And they should have the opportunity to wear masks or not wear masks if that's what they choose. Yet surveillance, get this, and I thought this was interesting. Surveillance technology has made masks old-fashioned, like stingrays that impersonate cell phone towers to track nearby cell phones and masks, or geofence warrants that let law enforcement request location data from companies about all the devices in a certain area without a warrant. Professional social media monitoring firms that maintain scores of clandestine accounts to surveil activists, networks of automated license plate reading cameras, and even gate analysis technologies that can identify someone based on how they walk. They say that's as good as a fingerprint. That's what they're saying. No. So you don't really need the mask. You can just do stuff like that.
That's wild. Got a comment from
Mark. Yeah.
We just talked to him.
Or maybe
he says,
I will haul out my Guy Fawkes mask that I wore at the Fitz Walker Stand protest. Yeah, I have my own Guy Fawkes mask.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a great, you know, you got to really see it. V for Vendetta. Fantastic movie.
Okay. It is 19 past the hour. Coming up, we're going to check in with Brittany Merlot, find out what's happening with our weather for today and this week. And then we will continue with more on John and Gordy in the Morning. Stay with us.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Ed's Old West Exterminators, the only exterminators in town who kill your roaches after giving them guns and allowing the roaches to draw first.
Well, okay. WMDX, John and Gordy in the Morning.
22 past the hour, and temperatures are on the cool side this morning. In a moment, we'll talk to Brittany Merlot, our WMDX meteorologist. Want to remind you, our Scani Summer Text to Win statewide contest. We're in a contest hour right now for the keyword. This is your daily chance to win either a pair of Brewers tickets or $100 cash. This time around, it's for the $100 cash. And every entry puts you into our grand prize drawings of either a Wisconsin Dells getaway or a Door County getaway. The word this hour is lawn. That's for $100 cash. It's a statewide contest. We'll draw a winner. Lawn is the keyword this hour. There'll be other keywords during the 11 a.m. hour, also 2 p.m. hour and 4 p.m. hour. But this time around, the word is lawn. You have to get that to us before 8 a.m. to be entered into the contest. All right?
All right.
I'll remind you a little bit later on, too. Okay, let's get to Brittany Merlot. Good morning, Brittany.
Good to talk to you.
Good to have you back.
You, too.
Yeah.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
It really is. Nice to have you back from your sick vacation that you took.
we're glad you're feeling better now.
Yeah, now you're feeling better. I know, you know, the combination of everything that's going on up in Wausau probably contributed to whatever it is you had. So it's good to have you healthy again and ready to do the weather and do us justice down here. I mean, we're flailing. We don't really know what's going on in the weather anymore. Please help us.
Update us, please. What's going on?
It's up, it's down, it's everywhere, it's unsettled, it's wet, it's dry. We've got it all this week, unfortunately.
Wow.
we're in the mid-50s, upper 50s right now. We'll climb to those mid-60s today. Still a little breezy on the cooler side of things. Spotty showers and small storms are expected to spark up again this afternoon and into the evening. So some small chances for those. Otherwise, a high pressure moves in tomorrow and into Wednesday. So super sunny, warming up. Mid-70s tomorrow, mid-80s on Wednesday, and then we've got another low-pressure system that moves in Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, of course, bringing more chances for showers and storms, so a wet end to the week. Blah.
Well, it's been cloudy all morning long, and then as soon as you started talking, the sun came out here in Madison, right outside our window.
Right on cue.
Yes, it's perfect.
That's good. I love that.
Well, you know, we need the rain for all the new plantings that we have around the yard, you know. Got to keep them watered.
I was going to say, it's nice to have the rain do it so that you don't have to keep up on it. And then it's also like a free car wash as it's raining. So there's so many positives to the rain.
You know,
you're such a positive person.
You're so right about that. You know, I've got a lot of trees, a lot of flowering shrubs around the house. And every time I go out to my car, it's covered with pollen. It's just coated with pollen. And I needed that rain desperately, and everything is fine now. So
good.
Today, kind of a cool day, mid-60s or so, and then the rest of the week, the warm-up comes back. Is that right?
Yep, so a little cool still today, decent tomorrow in the mid-70s, nice and warm on Wednesday, but then we fall back down to those upper 60s, low 70s to end the week. Mm-hmm. So a little bit more crisp and cool, but then by Sunday, we're right back up towards 80 again. So a little up and down there, but midweek and the end of the weekend looking the warmest.
Okay. So we have the Madison Night Market on Thursday evening. So how's that looking weather-wise?
Unfortunately, we are looking at that low pressure system pushing through then. So chances for some scattered showers and thunderstorms. Yeah.
Looks like I won't be there.
Well, what? Come on. No. I'm sure we'll be fine. All right. We'll dodge the raindrops.
Yes, we will. We have a little tent over us anyway.
Okay. Brittany, thank you so much. So good to have you back.
You're welcome.
Yeah. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you.
It's Brittany Merlot, our WMDX chief meteorologist. This portion of the show brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. Their number one goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's helping people by improving their quality of life through better hearing. You can get a fast appointment there, fast and flexible appointments. Other places you go, you sometimes have several months to wait to get in. Not them. They are family-owned, community-focused. And again, you can go to Madison Hearing Aid Center, get a free hearing test online to get you started. MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. MadisonHearingAidCenter.com.
And they come in really handy in order to hear the voice parts of movies.
Yes.
You know?
Sure.
I mean, you can't accentuate it, you know, through the software and through the movie networks and the streaming. But, you know, it's kind of nice to have every once in a while, you know, something like that. You tweak it a little bit.
Mm-hmm. The new hearing aids have AI and you can get an app with them. It's very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. Want to remind everybody, you can go to the WMDXradio.com website and vote in our brand new poll here. The poll is, what kind of Madison events do you enjoy? Favorite summertime events in downtown Madison? Art fair on the square, farmers market, Madison night market, concerts on the square. Right now, farmers market leads that race, but you can go on WMDXradio.com and vote in that poll.
Yeah, we can't do that.
What do you mean?
All right. Well, I'll tell you what, instead of...
I'm sorry.
I was going to kind of continue with the protests out on the West Coast, but we've run out of time. Why don't we play the song that I have up there, okay? And why don't we just play that song? Everybody used to love humming to this. This is an earworm that everybody used to pick up on. And by the way, this is a precursor. This got everybody involved in immigration. Everybody suddenly knew how dangerous immigration was.
Okay.
Let's listen to this, okay?
In Springfield, they're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets of the people that live there. They're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets of the people that live there.
People of Springfield, please don't eat my cats. Why would you do that? Eat something else.
Yeah, please.
People of Springfield, please don't eat my dog. Here's a catalog of other things to eat.
We will continue with more of John and Gordy in the morning. Stay with us.
Eating the pets of the people that live there. In Springfield, they're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets of the people that live there. They're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats.
Sing along.
They're eating
everybody.
The pets of the people that live there.
Amazing stuff, absolutely. You know, this people kind of got us into this position in the first place by raising the fear level of immigrants in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And the odd part, of course, was Springfield, represented by J.D. Vance, of all people, who apparently didn't do a very good job if they were eating pets in Springfield. Why didn't he stop it? I mean,
well,
you know, this
he?
Is...
good point.
This is their representative. I don't know, you know? So this is...
Something
it's crazy
to ponder.
Stuff,
okay.
Yeah.
7:36, we're seeing sunshine now after a cloudy start. Temperatures will top out in the mid-60s. Right now, it's 57 degrees. You can wake up and sleep better on a Verlo mattress. Plenty has changed since 1958, since they first opened up their doors. Some things, though, remain constant throughout Verlo's history. They're still direct-to-consumer, providing superior products at unbeatable prices. Verlo Mattress, two Madison locations, East Side and West Side. Just go to Verlo.com for more information. Okay.
All right. Well, let's get back into the ice problem out there in California.
Yes.
You know,
my God.
Tom Holman was asked about the masks, and I want to play this
cut for
you.
He's a tough guy.
Yeah, he's a real tough guy, and I don't think anybody is going to agree with what he's saying here, but why don't we listen to Tom, his reasoning, his logic behind the mask situation.
Okay.
Tom, I wonder if you can speak to that a little bit. Explain to us more, help everyone understand the threat that our ICE agents are facing by just doing their job, why they need to wear these masks, and also what actions need to be taken against Democrats who are demanding that they be unmasked, and what would happen if they do dox them and unleash publish their identities.
Look, it's incredible. We're at a place where the guys, the men and women who enforce law, they're the bad guys and the ones who break the law, the victims. You kidding me? How come they didn't say anything about BLM? They're all there. They were a mask. How about the protests at all the college campuses? They were protesting against Israel and the Jewish students. They were wearing masks. I didn't hear a word about that for what these protesters wearing masks. But ICE agents are wearing masks for one reason, because the assault on ICE officer is up over 400%. The assault on ICE officers. They're being doxxed across the country. And their families are being attacked. Their families are being doxxed. Their families are being threatened. Mm-hmm. And I certainly understand it. I allow death threats. I've been doxxed. My family's been doxxed. I understand it. But they're wearing masks for one reason only: protect themselves and their families. They're doing a dangerous job. This is already a dangerous job. They got to wear a gun. They got to put a Kevlar vest every day because they're doing a dangerous job every day. While the rest of the...
All right, I just want to pause here. I don't think he realizes that the protesters have a dangerous job as well. Don't they?
Yes.
Shouldn't they protect themselves, their identities?
Right.
Not having their pictures out there, sometimes showing up at a job interview, somebody pulling up their picture saying, weren't you here at this protest? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a serious issue nowadays because of surveillance. So, he has a good point for these individuals out there in the streets wearing their masks, although I don't think they should. I think government, anybody working for the government should not wear a mask. You know, you signed up for the job.
Right.
These are the risks you take, okay? So no mask for government workers, but certainly for the people protesting, if they want to, they can. Again, in the 60s, no one wore a mask.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to the phones quick here, and we'll get back to that cut from Holman. Joe, what do you got for us today?
Oh, I'm just fascinated by this mask issue and that the government, the president just says, I'm just going to outlaw them, period.
Oh, yeah.
I would argue that there's some real interesting things that could come out of that. Number one, put a flag on your mask and then call it protected speech, okay?
That's it. Perfect.
Put a prayer on your mask and then just say it's religious expression. You know, say, as a cold person, I have certainly taken turtlenecks and rolled up the top of the turtleneck to cover my face in cold weather, as many other people have. Yeah. Is that a mask now or is it not? When I wear a little buff as a fashion accent around my neck and I roll it up over my face, is it a fashion accent or is it political speech? I don't know. Isn't it hard to tell? And I would add that it would be really great to put the First Amendment on a mask, and then you could highlight the parts that are pertinent to this. Number one, free speech. Mm-hmm. Number two, right of assembly. And number three, the right to petition the government for the redress of grievances.
Wow.
So I would say that there are a lot of opportunities in a mask, and it would be a wonderful quagmire to get into. Let's have some court cases where we decide when a mask is okay and when it's not in terms of the protesters. Thanks a lot.
Broke this open. Those are really good points. And you could paint one on. You could paint a face mask.
Sure.
Like a big clown smile. No one would recognize you, right?
Interesting. Yes. That's a good idea.
All right.
You could do that.
Well, there we go. I love that idea.
Joe, thanks for that call.
Yeah. Now let's continue with Tom Holman's point of view on masks. Let's listen.
These people, like Hakeem Jeffries, are sleeping in his bed at night at 3 a.m., nice and comfortably and safe. There's men and women of ICE on the street.
Okay.
Hold up here.
Now, he just talked about Hakeem Jeffries.
Right.
Sleeping at night at 3 a.m.
House Minority Leader. Yeah.
Is he suggesting that maybe somebody should wake him up, visit his home because he's asleep at night at 3 a.m.? Is he suggesting some violence against Hakeem Jeffries? That was my impression when I heard it. Okay, let's continue.
Keep going.
Surveillance on significant public safety threats, really bad characters, and national security threats. They're taking it on every day. The men and women in the border patrol standing on a dirt trail every night at 3 a.m. taking on the bad guy.
We're taking on
so
you.
So this is another threat against ICE agents, and we're asking the Department of Justice to look at these statements and see if there's something we can do. When do you cross that line on threatening ICE officers? And here's the problem. You know, you got all these people now attacking ICE. You saw they're writing death ICE agents. ICE agents been threatened. Their family's been threatened. And you got members of Congress. You got some judges out there that compare ICE to the KKK, ICE to the Nazis.
Yes.
You got city council people saying ICE are terrorists.
Yes.
They're feeding the hatred. And here's my concern.
No.
I've been doing this a long time. It's a matter of time before ICE takes a life or an ICE agent loses their life because of rhetoric is at an all-time high. And
you got the point there, Tom, don't you?
Who should be more responsible? Elected officials especially, who keep firing up this rhetoric. I'm telling you, it's coming. There's going to be a tragedy because they keep throwing gas on this flame.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, they are.
They're throwing the gas on the flame.
Really?
Right. I mean, this is such an extreme attack on immigrants in California that no one's seen anything like this.
Yeah.
And it was unannounced, by the way. That's another issue.
Yeah.
So
Governor Newsom didn't call for troops to come in.
Right.
Trump did.
Yes.
The L.A. mayor didn't want any troops coming in. Trump did.
Exactly.
They're the ones instigating all this.
And I think, you know, we had a web wisdom earlier, and he brought up the fact that if they had just gone after the criminals, that mm-hmm. would have been the best way to do it. They would be heroes at this point. But instead, they set people up. They set up court appointments to have these immigrants come in. They followed the law, the rules, the regulations of our government. They went in, and then they got captured. It was, you know, you can't set people up like this. People who want to follow the law become citizens of this country who already probably have jobs or supporting their community. And then you set them up, you bring them into a court, and then you arrest them. This is so unfair. And I think the American public is getting really fed up with this. And I think that's what's feeding this. And ICE has everything to do with the fact that no one likes them. And remember, even before all of this happened, the Democrats wanted to ban ICE. They wanted to disband it because it was unfair, and it really targeted people at a very vulnerable time. And now they're going into schools, you know, they're going into the courtrooms, they're going into churches. This is an extreme, and no one thought this was going to happen. All right.
Well, I don't like Monday anymore. Yeah. That's a lot.
Good morning,
Monday,
Catherine.
Monday is really bad. This is horrifying.
It's tough.
It is.
It makes
horrifying.
Me so angry listening to you, and I don't know how you're keeping your cool.
Well, like I said, you know, I mean, we play Trump for levity on this show.
Yeah.
And now I'm beginning to hate this guy more than anything.
Yeah. Do we know anybody in Los Angeles? I have friends in Los Angeles. We got to get some of them on the air to tell us what's really happening on the ground there.
Yeah. Well, my son is definitely keeping me updated on this thing.
Yeah, I swear.
You know, through Discord. So it's good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate his help.
And the situation is still, it's evolving ramping up. Yeah.
Well, why don't we, let's get to Terry Moran. He's,
yes.
A reporter for ABC, you know, he's just a very stable, standard, everyday anchorish kind of guy, middle of the road, Terry Moran, you know. So he put out a tweet that said this: the thing about Stephen Miller is not that he is the brains behind Trumpism. Yes, he is one of the people who conceptualize the impulses of the Trumpist movement and translate them into policy. But that's not what's interesting about Miller. It's not brains, it's bile. Miller is a man who is richly endowed with a capacity for hatred. He's a world-class hater. You can see this just by looking at him, because you can see that his hatred for his spiritual is his spiritual nourishment. He eats his hate. Trump is a world-class hater, but his hatred only is a means to an end. And that the end is his own gratification. That's his spiritual nourishment.
That's so, what Terry Moran, ABC News reporter,
it's kind of an analysis.
He tweeted it?
Right.
Now,
the question becomes, can news anchors, can news people project that kind of opinion in print anyplace? Or is that maybe the direction that reporters should take in their reporting now? And, you know, stop, you know, being delicate with this issue. These people are in our face. They're threatening the democracy. And we're sitting here saying, well, we're going to play by the rules. You know, we don't want to really say anything about what they're really saying or doing. But I think Terry Moran stepped out, and I think he may start a trend of reporters saying what they really think.
So he put out that tweet.
Yeah.
And then the White House objected, and then ABC News has suspended him.
They suspended him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's
we'll see where
that
goes.
We're at.
Yeah.
Mm. Should ABC News have suspended him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
And should reporters or could reporters least have a little bit of interpretation in some of their stories? You know, they could actually report the story and then have maybe a little paragraph in the story itself where they can actually express how they've interpreted that. And I respect what reporters are thinking, their interpretation of it, because they're so close to it. They've seen so much of this.
Yes.
Yeah. So whatever they have drawn as a conclusion should be included in those articles. I think we need to start doing something like this.
Well, you already do. What are you kidding me?
Well, we're not necessarily reporters.
That's
here.
That's exactly right. You're a 100% opinion.
Although I was called a journalist on CNN.
You yes. were.
Well, I was
back in 19.
Way back
in the 1900s.
During the protests for Act 10, CNN had us on, me and Vicki McKenna. Mm. We did a show together for about a year. But anyway, yeah, they introduced us as journalists, and then Rush Limbaugh called us journalists as well. So
wow.
I was very impressed by that.
I'm gonna have to find that. I'm gonna have to find that show.
Not a journalist.
Not journalists.
Do you keep in touch with Vicki?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, we all send each other cards every once in a while.
Every Christmas.
Keep
cards.
Updated. Yeah. See what our families are doing.
Send each other.
It is 7:48. This portion of John and Gordy in the Morning brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. Listen up, MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. They're at 4706.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Terrific if you like eating leftovers.
Leftovers?
Leftovers?
I kept the leftovers.
The leftovers!
Just some leftovers.
Leftovers for a week and a half.
He ate those leftovers!
The funeral leftovers.
Leftovers. Enjoy.
They taste so good, WMDX. John and Gordy in the morning on a beautiful, beautiful Monday. You gotta like this for the first day of the week.
It's good. 7:52. We're seeing a little sunshine peeking through the clouds. Highs today, a cool 65 degrees.
I haven't seen the leaf blower guys out there on State Street.
Well, where are they? Usually out there.
I don't know.
Might be two or three leaves they've neglected to take care of this morning.
I see a few flower petals out there that I don't think they've...
A bit of dust, yeah.
They managed to move to the streets, from the sidewalk to the street.
Just a few more minutes in this contest hour for the Ascani Summer Text to Win. It's a statewide contest this time around. The keyword is lawn, LAWN, $100 up for grabs. Somebody will win that. We'll notify you in the next couple of days if you are the winner. And every entry that you put into the contest puts you into our grand prize drawing of a Wisconsin Dells getaway or Door County getaway. Again, the keyword this hour is lawn, LAWN. There'll be other keywords and other hours during the 11 a.m. hour, also 2 p.m. and 4 p.m. You can get complete rules at civicmedia.us. Okay, just a few minutes here.
All right, let's go to the phones right away. We've got Kathy, who's been waiting a long time.
Hi.
Hi,
thanks, Kathy.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I've been enjoying the show. This might not be very original, but I just thought I'd come out with a slogan, Let's Ice Ice.
Otherwise
known as Trump's Gestapo, really.
Absolutely.
And then I was kind of excited to hear that it was Strawberry Rhubarb Pie Day today because I've made a couple recently and people do seem to like them.
Yes.
So I thought, and plus I have all the ingredients for another one.
Really?
And if I get around to it, I might bake one today and deliver you like three separate pieces of pie in time for tomorrow's show. If I could leave it in a box. If I could leave it in a box in the parking lot or something, I know your address. Or where should I put it?
Leave it out on the curb in front of the door.
You know what?
Just kidding.
All you have to do is just text us, and Dom will take that text, and we'll know that it's sitting out in front on State Street next to our door.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you can do it that way. How's that?
Yeah.
Or if you're going to deliver it later in the day, the door will be open.
No, don't do that. No? Just we got to get it here in the day. No, okay. Later in the day.
It's going to be later today.
Okay. No.
But in time for tomorrow.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, we got a fridge and everything. We got a refrigerator. Yeah.
Oh, well, it'll keep for, you know, it'll keep for a day. But, and if you don't like it, or take a bite, and if you don't, I'll bring plastic forks.
No,
and
don't worry.
If you like it, pass it on to somebody else.
Kathy, we will eat anything. We're in radio. My God.
Like if you didn't eat breakfast, or if you save it for dessert, or whatever, a snack, right. You know.
We've had
to do that today.
We have all Laura. Right, Laura says dropped us food off as well. So, and we have scarfed it down very quickly. So bring it here, and we'll have it in the morning, and we'll tell you what we think, okay?
Because, thank you, Kathy.
You know, strawberries, if you add it to anything, you can just go out into the yard and pull up something and put it in a recipe and just put strawberries on it, and they'll eat it. See? That's how you hide the taste of rhubarb, and that's how you hide the taste of anything else that's growing in your yard that you want to get rid of.
Just add strawberries.
And have people eat.
Okay.
Just add strawberries.
Good to know. Thank you for that cooking tip.
Well, you know, just ask John. That's
again,
what it's
gotta,
all
you
about.
Gotta bring something in. You gotta bring something in.
Boy, you have to, you know.
What's that?
Have you talked about what's happening at 8 o'clock yet?
Well, it's kind of a little confusing, but we're going to be the guests on Pat Kreitlow's show. He has a 3-hour show instead of a 2-hour like we have, and so we're gonna go into that third hour of his hour, and we're gonna be guests every Monday
on the network.
On the network.
Yes, it'll be heard across the state.
Yes.
Which is really fun.
Except on WMDX.
We've done it before, but the only place you are not going to be on is here.
Is this station.
So they can use the app. They can bounce over to practically any other. I'd choose Waukesha.
Yeah.
WAUK.
Okay.
Milwaukee.
All right.
Grab that, and they can listen to you for another half an
hour. And that's my first on-air job is in Waukesha, WAUK.
Oh, gosh, that's right.
Yeah, that was my first job. So,
they have a plaque there with your name on it. I understand.
Well, no, they burned the building down because they knew that I started my
stone in the side
career there. Anyway, yes, check it out. We'll be guests every Monday with Pat Kreitlow at 8 o'clock.
That'll be fun.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
I'd love it.
He wants to know what's going on in Madison. That's what you're
Is that right?
They're bringing
in
Madison.
No, that's not exactly.
It is.
He's going to talk to us about anything we want to talk about.
Which you should be Madison.
Oh, yeah. Okay, sure. All the big stories here. Hey, go on. God. Tell me about the ICE agents here in Madison.
Oh, my God. If that ever happened.
Wouldn't that be something? You know, the thing is, it's something we're talking about, but it's so distant, so far away.
Right. That's why I want to get people from L.A. to call in or get your family. Who's I've got to find some people.
But if it were happening here in town, boy, I tell you, all of us would
Chicago.
Be agitated and nervous.
Yeah, it is coming.
It is coming. Everywhere. Yep, it is.
Hey, coming up tomorrow on the big show here.
Very positive. A big thumbs up to the last few words of, I don't know.
Okay.
Encouragement.
On our Tuesday show from the Dane County Humane Society, Lisa Bernard will be joining us. And coming up is it Wednesday that we have Jim in? When do we have Jim Santel in?
Jim Santel is on Thursday.
Thursday. Okay. Mike McCabe is Wednesday.
Ah, that's it. Of course. And, of course, Thursday night we'll be at the Madison Night Market. That'll be a lot of fun from 5 until 9 right across the street.
I hope we get Busted Pencils back in, Tim Slacker.
Yes.
Because he's been in transit. He's been moving.
He got a new
it's
job.
It's tough to do.
So, move to a new house.
So I understand that. But everybody is waiting to hear Tim Slacker and his points of view on education here on the program. So we hope to have him back on Wednesday morning. I'm starting to lose. No, it's Bye. Thursday morning.
Thursday morning. Okay. We'll straighten all this out tomorrow, I think.
As soon as Catherine comes in here, things are just chaos.
Thrown up. Okay.
Say goodbye.
Stephanie Miller's next.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.